This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, May 20th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's the Victoria Day long weekend, our unofficial first day of summer. It's time to plant without fear of frost. It's Open the Cottage weekend. We can see fireworks and enjoy all kinds of festivities, and we have a day off. Each specially designated day brings us an occasion to celebrate. It also can give us reason to create awareness of an important cause or remember something of our heritage. Canada is the only country in the world that celebrates Victoria Day in honor of Queen Victoria's birthday, May 24, 1819. She was the mother of Confederation, which created our Dominion of Canada, an independent entity with support from Great Britain. She helped plant the seed that started the growth of our great country. We celebrate her here, and her name lives on, with children, streets, cities, parks, mountains, and more named after her. She became queen in 1837 at 18, and she reigned until her death in 1901. She participated and watched the Industrial Revolution's economic progress, and she saw the growth of the British Empire to a size so large it was said Britain had a worldwide empire on which the sun never set. But who was the woman who said, "We will not have failure, only success and new learning"? On becoming queen, she promised to do her utmost to fulfill her duty towards her country and expressed her will and desire to do what is fit and right. In her lifetime of 81 years, she saw much growth and change. She set trends, kept a diary, and yet in some ways she was a woman typical of her time, definitely not a suffragette. She was an only child. She was raised in isolation at Kensington, and this was done purposefully so she'd be dependent on her mother. Ironically, this backfired, and once Victoria became queen, she enthusiastically embraced life, the world, enjoyed balls and entertainment of all kinds. When she met and fell in love with Prince Albert, she proposed to him. She broke with tradition and set other trends in her life as well. Up to her wedding, brides commonly wore gowns in a variety of colors. Victoria chose white, and furthermore, she asked that none of her guests wear white. Also, she had a tiered wedding cake. Both the choice of gown and cake caught on with brides in her time, and the tradition has continued up to the present. Victoria had 9 children, and her great-great-granddaughter became our beloved Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles III is her great-great-great-grandson. Victoria ruled in the 1800s and oversaw the expansion of the British Empire. Her reign is known as the Victorian era. In her time, she oversaw industrial expansion, educational advances, workers' welfare, the abolition of slavery, and much, much more. There were a lot of firsts that she witnessed in her reign. She saw the first electric motor, the steam shovel and steam hammer, the first solar cell in 1839, Goodyear's vulcanized rubber, the first photographs, the first fertilizer, the wood pulp method of paper production, tunnel boring machine. In 1849, she saw the first safety pin. And in 1851, the first toilet. 1856, she witnessed man-made plastic. And in 1864, she learned about pasteurization. 1873, the first electric generator. And she saw the first telephone and the first phonograph and the first incandescent bulb in 1879. In 1886, the first gas-powered car, and in 1888, the first ballpoint pen. There's so many things she saw and witnessed. There was so much change and growth. For those who think of Queen Victoria in her black widow's attire and white bonnet, and that she wore for 40 years after Albert died, don't be fooled by the costume. When her government asked the Queen to appear more queenly and wear a crown, Victoria adamantly refused, and the bonnet-wearing Queen ruled and succeeded in fostering the worldwide empire. Her death was the end of an era. Our Canadian government decided that we should permanently honor our Mother of Confederation. So now, Victoria Day is a permanent statutory holiday. We celebrate this weekend in her honor, grateful that our Canada has become the great country it is, and it continues to evolve and grow. There is so much history to share, but this is one little hour. So rather than continue with all the lists, we're going to learn a few things from a woman's perspective and be empowered to make informed decisions. We'll get health tips, we'll learn about person-centered care, relationships, accessibility, downsizing and moving, fitness, fashion, personal style, and more. So let's get started. After one important message about organ donation, we'll talk about investing for retirement with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now, on this Victoria Day weekend on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
And what are we talking about today?
Today, I'm going to continue our conversation on estate planning. For a lot of people, it's simply a topic that they just don't want to talk about. And I kind of get it. But at the same time, what I don't understand is wanting to bury your heads in the sand. Because I've got to tell you, we work with a lot of people who come to us after the loss of a spouse. And far too often, we see the consequences of burying your head in the sand, of poor estate planning, especially for Canadians with large estates. For instance, we see all the time where someone's will has stated that everything goes to their spouse. And that is their intention. But your will is just one part of estate planning. Failing to go the step further and name your spouse as successor holder or beneficiary directly on accounts like your tax-free savings account, your RRSP, or your RIF accounts. Yes, eventually once probate has been completed, your spouse would get those assets. But if they had been named in the first place directly on the account, they would have avoided the cost of both time and money that is the probate process. Not only that, but in the case of the tax-free savings account, for instance, without your spouse being named successor holder or beneficiary, they may lose the ongoing tax shelter that the tax-free savings account provides. Those funds might have to come out of the tax-free savings account and then into your spouse's hands. Going forward, rather than returns and income from those assets being sheltered from tax, the survivor now has to pay tax along the way. That's not an efficient transfer of wealth, and it certainly isn't time or tax efficient. Estate planning is about transferring of wealth to those people and causes that you care most about in the amounts you want, in a tax-efficient and time-effective manner. Yes, your will is a significant part of your estate plan. But what goes into estate planning is about more than just your will. It starts with an understanding of who and what are most important to you. Your estate plan is about your life and the legacy you want to leave. It considers the needs of those receiving your gift, including protections, like those that trusts can provide if needed. Maybe you have a blended family and it adds complication, or an active business that needs to be planned for. It considers taxes, how best to legitimately minimize taxes, and where it makes sense, bypass probate. It's with the big picture in mind and the details of your personal circumstances that come together in an effective estate plan. And yes, ultimately, your will written, beneficiaries on accounts named, and any trusts set up. The good news is, while estate planning might not be the most enjoyable topic, for those who don't bury their heads in the sand, there are effective tools to leave the legacy you want and provide for those people and causes you care most about. Later this month, we're hosting a 5 Steps to Effective Estate Planning workshop with knowledgeable experts in the field of estate planning. If minimizing tax, maximizing the legacy you leave, and ensuring your wealth is transferred in a timely way is important to you, consider joining us for this workshop. We do have just a few spots remaining.
Well, I'm thinking about everything you said, and obviously, if we don't know what we don't know, then we can't proceed and it gets complicated and we duck our head in the sand, and then it costs time, it costs money, it leaves complications no one wants to leave. This 5-step estate planning workshop, when is it, Leslie, and how do we register?
So it's at the end of this month. For more details, give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, The Farwell Group. Estate planning isn't something we can run away from. It has consequences when we don't deal with it. There's a workshop. You can register for that. Or if you have questions, you can get your answers and get the tools you need to do the proper estate planning. The number again, 416-863-7501, The Farwell Group. Thank you, Leslie, for all that valuable information, and I am going to register. Information gives me power, and I hope that others listening will do the same. We need to look after ourselves and get the big picture and control and take charge of our lives. Thank you for that information again, Leslie.
You're welcome, and enjoy the long weekend.
You too.
Happy Victoria Day. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic will give us her weekly tip. We'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we'll get our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Plus, there's lots more to follow. All of it from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning. So this morning I wanted to talk about some steps for better oral health. Last week we talked about some holistic perspective and some of the medical conditions we can associate with poor oral health. So this week I'm going to talk about some steps in terms of naturopathic approaches to oral health. So the first, of course, is visiting our dentist twice yearly dental visits are really an important component to any oral health plan. And often we will refer patients to a holistic dentist who really focuses on prevention and lifestyle changes. Of course, brushing after every meal with a soft bristle brush and flossing after every meal. I know my dentist tries to get me to do that, but it's really important to look for things like bleeding gums and pain to make sure that we're not introducing bacteria into our body. Meeting our body's nutritional needs is important. So just like the rest of our body, our teeth actually really depend on essential nutrients to stay strong. So things like calcium, magnesium, potassium really are especially important. So often with patients, I'll discuss diet, focus on leafy greens, beans, and fresh fruits. And of course, sometimes if patients aren't getting proper nutrition, we will discuss supplementation to make sure that patients will have adequate amounts of these nutrients. So often it's important to work with a healthcare practitioner, a naturopathic doctor, to really discuss the type of nutrients that are the most important for that patient, as well as the dosages that are most appropriate. So next week I'm going to talk about some extra steps that we can look at for better oral health. But in the meantime, if patients want to give me a call, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
There are many ways to look after your health, but when you want to do it naturally and you want to look after your teeth beyond going to the dentist, Dr. Betty offers a complimentary consultation. One call gets you started. 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. And one call again, and you can have your complimentary consultation, ask your questions, and take charge of your health. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more about our oral health next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
The first hearing aids were made using animal horns. They were called ear trumpets. In the Victorian era, in 1898, with man's use of electricity, the first portable hearing aid was invented, and it has continued to evolve. To explain our modern hearing aids, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're absolutely right. Over the last 5 years, even, there's been quite the evolution of technology in all aspects of electronics and computing. But when we talk about hearing aids, the difference is remarkable. Using the latest in artificial intelligence design and processing and ever smaller computer chips, these modern day hearing aids are significantly more powerful in processing than what was used to launch the first space shuttle into space. The function of modern hearing aids is now so much more than just to help someone hear better. They are now integrated into the individual's tech lifestyle. This allows people to be even more connected to people and live an even more fulfilled life. What's more is that even the most challenging hearing loss have hearing aid solutions, and now we can even refer someone for a cochlear implant when hearing aids just won't work. Modern hearing aids come in sleek and discreet styles for people who don't want people to know they're wearing hearing aids. They also come in various colors to blend with hair color or to stand out with colors like hot pink. Modern hearing aids connect to smartphones like the Apple iPhone and newer Android phones for the ultimate in hands-free phone calls where the audio is heard in both ears, making it the best sounding phone call you can hear. And now there's even no more reasons to turn up the volume on the TV because hearing clear audio is possible with TV streaming accessories. These new hearing aids are truly remarkable, and it's worthwhile to try a set to really hear how much better things can sound. As I have said before, and I will repeat again, we offer demo hearing aids for people to try before they buy, and we're always ready to welcome you into our office for a complimentary hearing assessment to get started.
Well, Edmund, I know many people who carry their hearing aids in their pockets and don't wear them in their ears because of all sorts of complaints. And basically, a few have visited you recently and they're raving about the results, the fact that you take the time to do the test, to explain what's available, and to help them select what's perfect for that specific individual. The idea of artificial intelligence and powerful processors and minuscule hearing aids are intriguing. Anyone interested in having their hearing tested and learning what's available so they can hear their best needs to just remember the name Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, Edmund Ivazian. Edmund, where are your locations?
So we've got two locations serving Toronto. The first location is at 702 Coxwell Avenue, which is right off the Danforth and Bloor subway line. We're right at Coxwell subway station, just steps from the station. This location is not accessible in terms of wheelchairs and walkers, but we will try and accommodate walkers and helping people up the stairs at this location. The second location is in Scarborough, which basically serves North York, Scarborough, and the surrounding areas there. That location is inside the Parkway Mall, which is very much accessible for wheelchairs, walkers, scooters, pretty much anything. We are able to accommodate everyone there. That location is very easy to get to. It's inside a shopping mall. Parking is abundant and available. And it's very easy to get to pretty much from most places around the city.
Well, I have people who've driven 2.5 hours to see you and still are grateful to have visited you and made your acquaintance and have benefited from your expertise. So don't sit and wonder if you can hear better. And don't carry your hearing aids in your pocket or leave them in a drawer. Bring them to Edmund Ivazian and have him assess them. And together, you will determine the best path so you can hear your best. The number again, Edmund?
416-754-4327.
Thank you, Edmund, and have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Thank you, and you too.
Ready to meet someone new? Not sure how to meet that right person? From a Woman's Perspective has its very own Cupid to help anyone ready to meet their special someone. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, or I'll introduce her as our Cupid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So one of the interesting things I have when I'm doing an interview with people is that it's oftentimes very uncomfortable, and it's hard for people to understand the method of my madness sometimes. So when I'm asking people things, it just feels very sort of sometimes invasive for people because, you know, I'm asking them all about their personal life. I'm asking them about their past relationships. And this week I was talking to a woman about her income. And it's no secret, you know, a lot of the people that come to us are very well off, and she happened to be. And she said to me, you know, I just don't feel comfortable answering that question. And why do you need to know that? And I said, well, part of what I do is I match people according to their socioeconomic. We don't give out that information to people. It's for my use only. It never appears on your profile in any place. But it helps me get you, because finances and money is a big part of relationship power and, you know, how the dynamics of the relationship goes. It's really important for me to have that information and to make sure I'm matching you with people that can afford the lifestyle you can afford. Because every time you want to go on a trip, you turn to your partner and they say, sorry, you'll have to go on your own. I can't afford to go. Or you have to subsidize them, their travel or other parts of their life. It becomes stressful in the relationship. So some of the things I ask seem sort of counterintuitive when you're talking to me because you know me. And I think I'm very good at, I'm fairly warm and I'm very good at getting people to open up to me. But at the same time, there's a reason I ask questions I ask as a matchmaker. I want to get the very best match I can for you.
So there are hard, cold facts to life and living and finding a right partner, and you're not afraid to ask the questions, get the answers, and then help someone find that right person, not just a good person, but the right person for them. If someone wants to talk to you and have that consultation, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is go to our website at mistyriverintros.com and book an appointment, or pick up the phone and call us at 416-777-6302. There is also a toll-free number on the website, so if you're calling from outside Toronto, we do all of Ontario and Quebec as well. You can call the toll-free number. We're happy to book an appointment for you. There's also a chat feature on our phone, on our website, so if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone but you have questions, that's an actual person that's answering your questions on the other end. It's not a computer. So sometimes people feel a little bit more comfortable without, you know, talking right away. They want some of their questions answered just by, you know, being able to type in a request. So we're happy to do that as well.
So Cupid exists. It's Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. She'll ask you maybe difficult questions, but in so doing, she'll get a true picture of what's good for you and what will make you happy. And then she'll help you find the right person. 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown will give us her weekly healthy aging tip. Jane Teasdale of Mosaic Home Care will explain more about person-centered care. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And afterwards, we'll get tips from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of the top women of influence in Canada, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her healthy aging tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Hi there, Marilyn. I wanted to talk today about the fact that when you spend time outdoors, it's good for your indoor self. And what I mean by that is that there is research from the International Journal of Environmental Health Research that shows when you spend time outdoors, especially in green spaces, you improve your health, you improve your happiness. It's been shown to lower stress, blood pressure, heart rate, and it encourages physical activity, improving your mood and your mental health. And there's some research that even suggests it lowers your risk of psychiatric disorders. You know, we talk about being outside and being social, but here was actual research that looked at its effects. And what we know is that when we have more green space, our patients do better. They end up with physical and mental health benefits. And so if you're outside, you're doing yourself, you're giving yourself some benefit. If you exercise outside, you're even giving yourself more benefit. And so it is a prescription to improve your health by being outdoors. And there's a doctor in the U.S. that now writes prescriptions in order for people to go to the park, be outside, and be part of nature for at least 20 to 30 minutes. And what they find is that is an improvement and people are doing better. So it's a positive choice in your life. It's not just taking medication. It's saying, I can do better, and I can do better by walking outside, being outside, enjoying the park, and enjoying friends.
Well, Dr. Brown, What can be simpler than just putting our toe out our door and enjoying the outdoors? And your advice, while it's a prescription for anyone listening, if you want to improve your happiness and your health, you heard it from Dr. Brown. Step out your door and enjoy the outdoors. And if you want to take charge of your health and get more useful advice, remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It will empower you to take charge of your health. The book is available at my store, Marilyn's, and I'm happy to take orders over the phone for signed copies if you want a special gift, but it's available on Amazon and in every good bookstore. Just remember the name, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and Dr. Vivian Brown. And also, look up Dr. Vivian Brown's website, drvivienbrown.com. Dr. Brown, thank you for encouraging us to go out and enjoy the outdoors. It's my pleasure, and it's great advice.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'll see you in the park.
See you in the park, and we'll talk next week.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Jane Teasdale, co-owner of Mosaic Home Care Services, known for their award-winning person-centered care and integrated care model, joins us. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back to From a Woman's Perspective. It's 2 weeks.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn, for having us again online.
So what are we going to talk about today, Jane?
So today we're doing a two parts. I'm going to speak first, and I'm going to introduce my colleague, which is Lauren McNair, and she's our social engagement coordinator with Mosaic. She holds an important role with Mosaic as she focuses on personhood, community connection, connection to resources and other community agencies to help individuals and families navigate through the system, and connection to other social programs. This is also called social prescribing. Every person has capacity for social and emotional, cognitive, physical, spiritual, and cultural engagement with others, irrespective of health, age, and life stage. So finding out about the person also allows us to better connect with them, with their interests and hobbies and activities, and to help maintain and or develop social and emotional connection and navigation to other community agencies that can also have interesting programs and discussion groups.
So what is Lauren going to be discussing with us today?
So as I said, Lauren is the Community and Social Engagement Coordinator at Mosaic. She organizes the online and in-person events, newsletter, looks after the resource center and connects to people to other organizations that provide wonderful programs for the community. So I'm going to have Lauren explain the activity booklet that she works on about three times a year. And Lauren, I'm going to call upon you to explain to the listeners.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've spoken before, and I have your booklet in hand. I printed off all 17 pages because I like the banana cake recipe, but I'd like you to talk about this booklet and your endeavors, please.
Oh, thanks so much. So our activity booklet is another way that we keep our clients connected to things happening in the community. It includes information on upcoming festivals, events, walking trails, farmers markets, and other programs in the city. Our organization is not just about home care supports, but it's about the person and connection back out to the community. We publish a new activity booklet three times a year for our clients, their families, community members, personal support workers, or those looking for things to do in Toronto. You can find this activity booklet at Mosaic at our resource center located at 105 Wilson Avenue, or you can download it from our website by visiting www.mosaic.ca mosaichomecare.com and going to the events section.
I'm going to post it on my website with the link as well, but I really would love to go through some of the activities, your table of contents, home activities, spring and summer fun, in-person programs, online programs and events, and you've got the recipe, Paula Dean's banana bread, and I always have leftover bananas, so I printed that off first, and then I printed off the whole booklet, because I like the idea of knowing what's happening at different times. So maybe you can highlight some of the things in the booklet.
Yeah, so I try to include things that are available to everyone, whether you like to stay at home or you want to go out into the community. So we have some really awesome recipes in there. The raspberry lemonade is one of my favorites, as well as some puzzles and games that you can do at home and some book recommendations that I think would be great summer reads. Then I would say my favorite things to do in Toronto, which I like to include, are visit farmers markets. So we have a list of a lot of really fun farmers markets that you can visit around the city.
Well, I'm looking at St. Lawrence Market, Kensington Market, which is not far from my store, Evergreen Brickworks, Davisville Village Market, Downsview Park, Dufferin Grove. So really people can go places, take a walk, enjoy the scenery, and have a little retail therapy, right?
Exactly. There's so many amazing things in Toronto to explore, and there's always new things popping up. So that's why we keep it updated every season with all the new things happening in Toronto.
And I noticed you listed a whole bunch of places we could go for a nature walk. So we don't have to shop for anything. We can just look at the birds and do some bird watching and just be in La La Land for a while in Ontario.
Exactly. Soak up the sights and sounds of the nature in Toronto.
And you have many events as well. There are too many to know, to really speak about today. But if anybody wants to stay busy and interact with people, all they really have to do is get this booklet. Tell us again how we can get it, please.
You can find our activity booklet on the events section of our website, which is www.mosaichomecare.com.
And I have a phone number for Mosaic. If anyone wants any questions answered with regard to home care, person-centered care, the activity booklet, one call will get you started. I have the number 416-322-7002. I'm so happy to have Mosaic, an award-winning company, as part of the From a Woman's Perspective team, because the scope of what you offer, and this activity book proves it, is wonderful. And it's an opportunity for everyone to interact and enjoy their community and get the help they need just by asking. Thank you, Lauren. And thank you, Jane. I know she ran off for a few moments, and I look forward to hearing more in a couple weeks.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
In a moment, I'll return and I'll be Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And there's more to come. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
And broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of waterfront properties, anything north of the GTA. So the only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock. Visit Melanie's website, centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin from Right at Home Realty Brokerage. Like a duck to waterfront.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Imagine a world without zippers or snaps for clothes, without wristwatches, without the color purple, without jeans. The Victorian era's Industrial Revolution impacted on all aspects of life, including fashion. The adoption of pants as a popular item of dress for women in Western society can be traced to this era. Most women wore long, cumbersome skirts. Some women embraced the concept of rational dress. They wanted to be able to wear pants at home and in public. Of course, the freedom to wear pants was also tied to the women's rights movement of the time. Today, we're used to having our clothes in any color, But in the Victorian era, the first synthetic dye made it possible for average people to have clothes in shades of mauve. Tyrian purple was an ancient dye. It was very expensive because the shells of thousands of snails produced only a tiny amount. Thus, when one wore purple, one was as wealthy as royalty. Today, we don't realize how many inventions were patented during the time of Victoria. What once was done by hand became mechanized, and factories produced for the masses. Before this, people had one or two outfits at most. Now, we have wardrobes, sewing machines, power looms, the production of cloth and clothing from a cottage industry to a fashion industry served the masses. In our modern world, most of us own a fashion basic, a pair of jeans. Denim fabric was translated to denim pants in the 1850s. We all likely recognize the name Levi Strauss. Today, we mix and match separates. But up to the 1850s, women wore dresses with voluminous skirts, bustles, various necklines and waistlines. And then things changed. It became more common for women to wear two-piece dresses with a separate bodice and a skirt. And that meant that there was an opportunity to make mix and match and create different outfits according to what was necessary for an occasion. Also in the later 1800s, women sometimes sported a shirt collar and tie look. A red cloak was a go-to for women and girls in the English countryside, as were paisley shawls. I find it amazing that today, if you were to visit my shop, the current trends, like a shirt collar dickie, is available. I have jeans in all sizes from 2 to 24. Capes and shawls are still useful accessories, and I believe I still have a red one. Most of my clients, including myself, love to mix and match separates to create fresh, flattering looks. Finding clothes that flatter us is a given. It's amazing how many innovations and trends of the Victorian era have survived to our time. Just as image and dressing was important then, it is now. We take for granted the huge selection available to us in fabric and style and color. We have Velcro and magnetic fasteners, stretch comfort fabrics. Things have evolved and changed. We have pants of all shapes in denim and other fabrics. And as much as things have changed, some things have remained the same. We still dress to look our best, to be comfortable, and be appropriate for all aspects of our life. I'll finish this segment by reminding any woman listening that she can achieve her best look and have a flattering, comfortable, stylish wardrobe. After all, I show people how to make 8 pieces of clothing into 24 changes. And I'll gladly do that for anyone listening. I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. Just call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. You can ask me your questions, and when you're ready, we can set a date and time for a personal, private wardrobe image consultation. I welcome your calls, 416-504-6777. After a brief message, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get useful tips and happy stories from Christine, the health coach, senior move manager Lori Bell, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of GreaterTorontoAccessibility.com joins us with a happy story and more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And, you know, the weather outside is heating up, and so is renovation season. This year in particular, there are more people than ever before committing to removing the bathtub that they never use and replacing it with a walk-in shower. Believe it or not, the bathtub is one of the most common places in the entire house where falls happen, and those falls can be life-altering. I'm all about falls prevention, and there are many ways to achieve this. You can, of course, start with simplicity and add some grab bars in the showering area to support you while bathing and also help you getting in and out of the shower. But in my opinion, the best way is to remove that bathtub and install a beautiful new tiled barrier-free shower. The shower is universally designed to allow people of all abilities to use it. Whether you're an able-bodied person that you can walk right into the shower, or you need assistance with the use of a walker, or confined to a wheelchair so you can roll in the shower, it will accommodate anybody for as long as possible. We eliminate the negative stigma of accessible showers looking institutional, and we make the showers look like they're out of a designer magazine. Our showers are built to last, and you, the client, are in the driver's seat as we give the flexibility to pick your own faucets, tile, colors, and freedom in general to build the shower of your dreams the way you imagine it. With over 11 years of experience specializing in accessibility and renovations in general, we have a do-it-once and do-it-right mentality. We know what works best at Greater Toronto Accessibility. So this week, Marilyn, I want to make a call to action. If you're listening and you want to replace that tub and you never use it, you should treat yourself to a beautiful new walk-in shower, and don't be shy to give me a call. I'm here to help, and it won't cost you anything for a free quote.
Well, Daniel, we've been talking about Victoria Day and the Victorian era. Did you know that the first toilet was actually part of the Victorian era? And we've come a long way since then. I know that you install toilets of different heights and you do the renovations as you described, but what else is updated in the last 100 years?
Yeah, there has been a lot of updates. And one of the hot things with toilets right now, other than it being a comfort height a little bit taller than usual, because there's usually 15 inches in height, now they're all standard 17 inches, so makes it a little bit easier of getting off the toilet. But adding a bidet toilet seat is becoming a real hot subject right now, and I'm always installing these. So it's something that you can actually attach to your current toilet and add a bidet. And all it requires is a plug. So if you don't have a plug nearby, that's something that we can install for you. It comes with heated seats. It comes with jets. It comes with a remote control. It's pretty amazing how far technology's come.
And do you have to be wealthy to be able to buy a bidet toilet seat?
Well, there, like anything, there's all different kinds and styles of this bidet toilet seat. So I would say they range anywhere from $300 all the way up to about $2,000 or $2,500.
Wow. Okay, so I guess it's an education and we have to hear about it and then decide what works for us. Now, you always bring us happy stories, but in general, if someone calls you, what's the process?
So the process is, of course, you start with a phone call and I'd be happy to come out to your home and give you a full assessment. We call it the total home safety check. And what I can do is we go room by room and we can check out problematic areas for you. I can come up with suggestions and ideas, kind of paint your roadmap for the future. So we can make a whole document for you. So each room, let's specifically talk about the bathroom. If you're looking to make a change, we'll come in, we'll make a design, we could talk about layout, and then you'll have it presented to you in a little booklet so you know exactly how much things are going to cost, what it's going to take to do it, how long it's going to take, and you kind of have, like I said, this roadmap to the future. So that one phone call gets you started, and I will come out and give you this total home safety check. Usually it's $89.95, but I'd like to give it away for free for the first three callers this week.
So if someone wants to talk to you, Daniel, how do we reach you?
647-206-6409.
So your home is your castle. If you want it to be a forever home, Daniel Wiskin of the Greater Toronto Accessibility can help you. 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. A total home safety check will get you started, and you can have that for free if you're nimble with your fingers on your phone this morning. Thank you, Daniel, for that information. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thank you so much.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Exercise for both endurance and intensity. For maximum health benefits, you should work for both endurance and intensity in your exercise program. We have lots of evidence that exercise prolongs lives by reducing risk for chronic diseases such as high blood pressure, heart attacks, and diabetes. And adding intensity to a workout increases its health benefits. A recent study from the University of Guelph in Ontario suggests that you will gain more health benefits by trying to exercise intensity on some days and doing slower recovery exercises on the other days. In this study, 23 overweight participants were divided into two groups that exercised on stationary bicycles for 6 weeks. Endurance group, 5 days a week, 30 to 40 minutes of continuous exercise at about 60% of maximal effort. Intense interval groups, 3 days a week, 4 to 6 intervals, with each lasting for 30 seconds at almost all out intensity, with a 2-minute recovery between each interval. Now, the researchers found that both the endurance group and the intense intervals group had increased heart-lung fitness and ability to control blood sugar levels after eating a meal. But only the endurance group had lower blood pressure, decreased body fat, and ability to control blood fat levels after eating a high-fat meal. This shows us that short bouts of intense exercise alone are not enough. Your exercise program should include both some endurance work, time and distance in your activity, and some short bursts of intensity, increased effort. Now, for more information on how to get started on an exercise program, call me for a private complimentary consultation at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
There are definite health benefits to exercising. If you want to take charge of your health, speak to Christine, the health coach, and learn how exercise can benefit you and get you to your personal goals. The number, 416-809-4084. Christine, the health coach, 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Whether it's to declutter, to downsize, or to move, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile has the knowledge, experience, and team behind her to help us achieve whatever we wish to accomplish. And she'll leave us smiling. She's here now with her tip of the week. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn, and happy Victoria Day long weekend to all. Spring is officially upon us, and of course there are more houses and condos coming on the market. As someone who sold real estate myself a long time ago, we often work alongside our clients' chosen realtors to ensure that their home looks its best when it comes time to sell. My tip this week is to remember that your real estate investment will usually net you far more financial returns than the items within your home. As with real estate, supply and demand principles apply. Lifestyles and tastes have changed, and there are many others who are also downsizing similar pieces to the ones you have. At Moving Seniors with a Smile, our dream team can sensitively and knowledgeably help you to strategize your downsizing process. Please call me at 416-697-8106 to book your complimentary consultation in the GTA.
So basically, if we're going to list our home, you can help us declutter and make our home look wonderful so we can get more money in our pocket. I like that idea, Lori.
Absolutely. It's always best to go for what can really net you gain.
And if someone wants to reach you and just talk about decluttering in general and moving forward, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Victoria Day weekend or not, Lori Bell can make you feel like you're enjoying the holiday simply by decluttering and making your space feel roomy, airy, and comfortable. One call gets you started. 416-697-8106. Thanks, Lori, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great week.
You too. Our hour together today is almost at an end, and it's time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, essential service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos Duncan, and the production team. Thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts, and a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to answer our questions, to support those of us who wish to take charge of our lives. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click the On Radio heading and you'll see the sponsor expert list. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. While Queen Victoria reigned, she was a wife, a mother, a widow, a grower of empire. And in July 1867, she founded the Dominion of Canada. So on this Victoria Day long weekend, let's honor the mother of Confederation. She once wrote, "We're not interested in the possibilities of defeat. They do not exist." Her long and eventful reign, in which she presided over the immense growth of British influence building the largest empire the world has ever seen, and her granting of our Canada's independence, are things we can remember on this Victoria Day. Happy Victoria Day. Enjoy the day off. Please remember to join us here again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Stay safe. Have fun on this long weekend and be grateful we have our beautiful, independent Canada as home. Thank you, Queen Victoria.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.